But Kerry carried on. And of course, there were many, many hearings, details that we're not getting into. But Corporation Commission hearing was set September 13, 1981. The Corporation Commissioners, Hamp Baker, Bill Dawson, and Norma Eagleton. 9 weeks of hearings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in any of those hearings?
I was not, well, because I had small children and I had to get back to.
That started September 13, 1981. The hearings continued till finally, January 15, 1982. Quote, PSO, Western Farmers Electric Cooperative, and Associated Electric Co-op should not proceed with this project. And then the Corporation Commissioners said on February 16, 1982, the headline, PSO would scrap Black Fox.
Yes. And one of the things, I'm not sure whether Mother said it or not, but it's true, the Corporation Commission didn't require PSO to refund Mother's legal expenses, but they did suggest that they do so. You know, there are still people today who believe that Mother was paid millions of dollars by PSO, which is a total falsehood.
Did they pay her anything?
They did. They did what they felt they could do, and it was certainly a help, but it was not anywhere near what she had sacrificed and what other people had sacrificed.
How much did they pay her?
I've forgotten. I think it's in the book.
Actually, Norma Eagleton called to tell Kerry the good news that PSO would scrap it 9 years later.
Norma was wonderful.
Kerry writes in the book, quote, I had said we would stop Black Fox and that we would prove Black Fox too expensive for people to buy the electricity, and that is exactly how Black Fox was stopped.
That's exactly the true wrap-up of the whole thing.
Then there was a big celebration in Owen Park in Tulsa.
Yeah. Many of the concerts during the fight were there. And, you know, it was the time when most musicians considered themselves hippies. And there was a whole lot of marijuana being smoked there, I'm quite sure. I did go to one of them, but Mary, my youngest sister, went to pretty much all of them. And she could announce things.
When Kerry spoke, she reminded everyone that Black Fox would not have been stopped had it not been for attorneys Tom Dalton, Joe Ferris, and Lewis Bullock.
Absolutely true.
I just wanted to read a passage here from when she wrote in her book, and you helped her with it, Aunt Kerry's War Against Black Fox Nuclear Power Plant. So she writes, too many of us, because we have never participated over the long haul in public debate and have never held government office, assume that by virtue of their positions, public officials have all the answers. For our government to continue to work, we must stop indulging ourselves in this kind of intellectual and moral sloth. We must take responsibility for our own democracy, or soon we will cease to have one. We will then be at the complete mercy of those whose only motive is greed. Kerry's writing.
Yeah. Did you hear Senator McCain talking?
I did.
On Capitol Hill? I thought that speech was probably the best thing he had ever done. He was saying the same thing Mother was, only in his own words. I was really impressed with that. He is a good man.
Can you recap what he said for the sake of history here?
He said, we have got to get together. We have got to go back to the regular way of doing things where we listen, we gather evidence, and we debate before we make a decision.
He came back to vote on health care, which is not our topic here, but for those who will be listening for years to come.
That was a great sacrifice on his part.
Yes. As life moved on for Kerry, what did she do for a living?
Daddy had bought the Presbyterian parish house and had it shipped out to the farm and put a foundation under it. But she finished it off and made it into a six-bedroom place where she could have people come and live with her and they could share expenses. But that didn't work out too well. So she went back to selling vitamins and stuff like that.
Did she continue her quilting?
she continued quilting classes mostly. She quilted pretty much to the end.